Welcome to the University of Louisville's first annual conference on law, ethics, and the life sciences. This conference, the first of its kind to be staged on a regular, recurring basis, is dedicated to addressing all areas of law that engage the life sciences. Law engages the life sciences in a wide variety of contexts, including environmental law, natural resources law, agricultural law, food and drug law, biotechnology, law and neuroscience, behavioral psychology and evolutionary biology, health law, and bioethics. Too often, these topics are addressed in isolation rather than together. By embracing all these areas at once, this conference endeavors to restore the proper consilience to the study of law and the life sciences. In honor of this inaugural conference, I have gathered some thoughts adopted from a 2005 essay called The Midas Touch, in which I pondered the cultural connections and gaps between the natural sciences, the literary culture, and the social sciences. In his celebrated 1959 lecture, The Two Cultures, C.P. Snow excoriated the conflict between what he called the scientific and literary cultures. Snow aimed his sharpest criticism at natural Luddites, the Western intellectuals who have never tried, wanted, or been able to understand the Industrial Revolution, much less accept it. The dominant literary culture's refusal to embrace science and its industrial applications, said Snow, condemned humanity's humblest to a wretched, short existence. And I quote, "Most of our fellow human beings are underfed and die before their time. In the crudest terms, that is the social condition. There is a moral trap which comes through this insight into man's loneliness. It tempts one to sit back, complacent in one's unique tragedy, let the others go without a meal. In a world where cultural antipathies are very much alive and kicking, The Two Cultures still resonates. Abiding cultural divides cripple public understanding of a wide range of scientifically sophisticated issues, from global climate change and biodiversity loss, to childhood vaccination, embryonic stem cell research, contraception, abortion, and end-of-life decision-making." Crudely stated, the mission of the University of Louisville's Conference on Law, Ethics, and the Life Sciences is that of bridging the scientific and literary cultures that C.P. Snow found so lamentably divided back in 1959. By virtue of our legal training, the law school and the participants in this program owe a special duty to apply the intellectual tools unique to what Snow perceived vaguely as something like a third culture, or a community of social scientists concerned with how human beings are living or have lived. Anyone who would live contemporary life in its immense fullness and complexity must master not only the scientific culture's basic facts and guiding principles of quantitative thought and strict logic, but also the literary culture's canon of works and expressive techniques. At their best, social sciences such as law, economics, and positive political theory bridge the scientific and literary cultures, much as Snow himself, as a scientist, novelist, and public administrator, traversed all three of contemporary civilization's intellectual subcultures. At least within the realm of those areas of law that engage the life sciences, the Conference on Law, Ethics, and the Life Sciences will aspire to bridge these three cultures: the scientific culture, the literary culture, and the hybrid culture of the social sciences. And with those thoughts, and with thanks to our co-sponsors, the University of Louisville's Center for Land Use and Environmental Responsibility, and the law firm of Stites & Harbison, I welcome you to the University of Louisville, to our beloved law school, and to this pioneering conference.